Hello, Internet. You're listening to Doug McCann of RealityMe.net. And, man, the drivers are bad today. It's December 20th, 2013. It's a Friday. People's minds are elsewhere. I just watched a truck trying to make a turn, and he couldn't because the cars going the other direction were too far forward in the lane, which was appropriate. They were up to a traffic light. But instead of backing up, I mean, they tried. There were three cars that needed to back up, and the last car put it in reverse, backed their car up about 5 feet, and then left a full car length between them and the car behind them. They wouldn't back up any further, so the truck couldn't move, and these people in front of that car couldn't back up. It was amazing. I almost got out of the car to direct the traffic because this person obviously does not understand the length of their car. They're looking out the back window, and there was a car behind them, but it was a good car length behind them. They had so much room to move, and had they just backed up, the other two cars could have backed up, and that 18-wheeler could have made the turn with no problem. Instead, this dance had to happen that was bizarre. It was unbelievable. Folks, go to a liquor store and get some empty boxes or something. Go to a parking lot, set up the boxes, stack them up, and drive around them. Learn the width and length of your car, and learn how your mirrors work. It's remarkable how lacking of spatial relations people seem to have on the road. I mean, American roads are so big, we can almost fit two cars into one car length. Yet when we have emergency vehicles and things come by, these folks, they don't move their cars. They don't get over. They don't get out of the way because they think they're so close to the other car and there's so much space. Anyhow, you've just heard a juggler's rant, because jugglers study objects in motion. It's the creation of space and time. That's my tagline. I'm talking to you today about the end of the year. 2013 is coming to a close. Today represents the last day of work for many people. A lot of businesses are giving people next week off. Some people go so far as to burn some vacation time. I know I'm burning vacation time, so I'm not going to return to work until January 7th, and I'm going to work on my house, and I'm looking forward to it. But we're all tense and spaced out today, so I want to encourage everyone to be kind to each other, extra kind, extra patient. I mean, even this morning, my mind was elsewhere. I pulled up to the four-way stop. The car in front of me stopped. He went. I pulled up. I stopped. I went. It wasn't my turn. I felt so bad. It was just my mind was not on my driving, and it snapped me out of it and got into my driving. I want everyone to be there. I want us to not be angry with people, not be tense. It's not necessary, and it's not in the spirit of the holidays. So have happy holidays and happy new year, and be kind and be safe out there.